Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With less than a month to go until primary election day, the two Republicans running for governor are staking out deeply divided terrain within their own party. That gulf seems to have become wider after a matchup yesterday at WBUR when the candidates Mark Fisher and Charlie Baker faced off in their first head-to-head debate of the campaign. WBUR's Usma Khalid reports.
The two Republicans are both men in their mid-50s. They both have grad degrees in business. And at the debate, they both showed up wearing dark business suits. But beyond their sartorial choice for the day, there was little agreement on anything. In a 60-minute conversation, the two candidates hardly spoke to each other, let alone agreed with each other. Take the market basket crisis. Baker said as governor, he would try to help out behind the scenes.
I would be working the phones and encouraging these folks, either directly or through intermediaries, to fix this and move on. Because the big problem they're creating here is you're putting 25,000 people, not to mention dozens and dozens of small suppliers who supply market basket, in terrible jeopardy.
Fisher, who's aligned with the Tea Party, insisted the trouble at the grocery chain is a private issue.
It's a free market issue. It's not for government involvement.
When the moderator, WBUR's Bob Oakes, pressed him and asked what would happen to the thousands of workers, Fisher was adamant that they would be fine.
The demand is still there. Those market basket employees are going to have to find jobs at other competition. Other grocery stores. The demand from people who need groceries is still there. They will find jobs at other grocery stores.
On gambling, there was a similar divide. Baker said he would not vote to repeal the casino law this November. Fisher said he hopes voters repeal the law. And while Baker said he supported the new gun reform law and would have signed it himself, Fisher said it was the wrong move.
We have some of the strictest gun laws in the country here in Massachusetts. We don't need stricter ones.
The divide between these two men wasn't just obvious in what they said. It was how they said it.
Both of you, do you own a gun or have you owned a gun in the past, Mark Fisher?
I built my own shotgun. I owned it. I shot it. I sold it in a private sale.
Charlie Baker?
I do not own a gun.
Why?
Never needed to.
Baker freely criticized the Patrick administration, but also set himself apart from his opponent by indicating that he was willing to work within existing policies and programs. Take health care reform.
For the life of me, I can't understand why the Patrick administration and the Health Connector broke what was working here.
Baker said this trouble was avoidable.
If the governor had simply asked federal government, the Obama administration, for a waiver a year ago, I think they probably could have got it, and a whole ton of really significant disruption for people who did nothing wrong could have been avoided.
Fisher, on the other hand, condemned Massachusetts healthcare policy as a whole.
I don't like the government being involved in healthcare at all. I believe this is one of the things that fall under our pursuit of happiness as individuals.
The debate highlighted the sharp ideological divide between these two Republicans. But on a few rare occasions, they did sound like members of the same political party, perhaps most clearly when the issue of charter schools came up.
I think it's a disgrace and a shame that the legislature voted down increasing the cap on charter schools.
Baker said he's a big fan of charter schools. And Fisher said he absolutely agrees the state needs more.
It gives parents more choice for the education of their children. And it increases competition among the existing schools.
Fisher and Baker also found themselves echoing one another when taking shots at the Patrick administration on the rollout of medical marijuana dispensaries. But Baker is the clear frontrunner, and at times seemed to be speaking beyond the September 9th primary. He joked that perhaps his greatest liability is running as a Republican for governor in Massachusetts. After the debate, Baker was asked what kind of Republican he considers himself.
I consider myself to be a Baker Republican, and I think a Baker Republican on some issues would be considered to be conservative, and on others, a moderate.
Fisher said Republicans these days water down their ideas because they think Democrats control the state. He compared Baker to Governor Patrick.
He lines up with him on, you know, health care being a right, climate change, income inequality, government involvement with minimum wage, legal immigration now. I said he's Charlie Baker's Democrat light. That's wrong. He's Democrat strong.
Fisher might take a jab at Baker, but Baker is reluctant to throw political punches at his rival. When asked if they were similar types of Republicans, he said he'll leave that decision up to the voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.